This week's AgWeek TV takes you to Redwood County for Minnesota Farm Fest, where U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins made her first ever visit to the state. The show checks on how wheat and soybean crops are shaping up around the region and highlights a clever new use for soybeans, extending the life of roofing shingles. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom warns that the rainfall deficit keeps growing, with drought concerns mounting and mostly dry, warm conditions expected to hold through the first half of August. If you farm corn or soybeans, this one is worth a watch for the crop updates, the weather outlook, and a fresh market for your beans. This week on AgWeek TV, we're in Redwood County, Minnesota, covering all things Minnesota Farm Fest. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins makes her first visit to Minnesota at Farm Fest. We'll see how the wheat and soybean crops are shaping up around the region, and we'll show you how soybeans are being used to extend the length of roofing shingles. Weather drought concerns mount as rainfall deficit grows. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at just how little rainfall has fallen across the region this summer, and she looks at potential weather changes coming in the first half of August. One day ago by AgWeek TV. TV AgWeek TV full show. Cattle pests, spring wheat conditions, right to repair, graze able more than new world screwworm plagues cattle producers. How are spring wheat conditions? Does right to repair win do enough? An NFL player goes from the football field to South Dakota farm fields. August 1st by AgWeek TV. Weather daylight decrease signals season shifting, but warm, dry conditions are likely to hold on. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom says the heat likely will hold on through the early portion of August, with mostly dry conditions as well, but a decrease in daylight means fall is on the way. August 1st by AgWeek TV. Weather moisture deficit concerns continue to add up across the upper Midwest as a hot July continues. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom expects extreme heat to continue, with little in the way of moisture. That means drought concerns in the region will continue. July 25th by AgWeek TV. TV AgWeek TV full show. Oilseed boom, crops and heat, swine education, State Fair Ag Ed. Why canola and sunflower acres are up. How crops are faring in the extreme heat. A German student is learning about swine production in the U.S. Kids learn about ag at North Dakota State Fair. July 25th by AgWeek TV. TV AgWeek TV full show. Pea protein, livestock heat stress, Huron storm, Prairie Village Museum demand for protein fuels demand for field peas. Livestock producers need to keep animals cool in extreme heat and humidity. Severe storm hits South Dakota. We take you to the Prairie Village Museum. July 18th by AgWeek TV.